What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. If you go down through the thing, you'll see we do these every week, and we talk about pretty much any and everything. Current events, fatherhood, parenthood, injustices.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We usually kick this off with something I ain't even thought about nothing. Get it off our chest.
I do have something. It ain't that serious.
I didn't know you can get it all the way out because I was tongue-tied over here. A segment called Get It Off Our Chest. But go ahead, let us know what you got. What you got to get off your chest.
Man, I'm disappointed in Delta Airlines.
Oh, you this week. Yes, you was defending man. Them last week.
They need to upgrade these planes. When I purchase a Delta Comfort seat, it should be somewhat, the space, there should be a difference in space and comfortability from the main cabin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
So, it's just different color seats, ain't it?
It was just different color seats. We got security. Okay, we got security. And dude is, he a big boy.
Oh, yeah, Conan, he's a nice ass dude.
Yeah, big boy. So he was like, I had the comfort, and they changed my seats to an aisle seat. And I'm like, man, why they keep changing my seat to an aisle seat? I'd rather window seat. So Conan was like, I'm in main cabin, but I'm in the window seat. You can have the window seat. I'm like, bet, let's just change seats. So I go back there. I'm seeing comfort. The seats got the little comfort.
Yeah,
stuff
the little
on.
Red line on the back.
I'm like,
okay,
all right, comfort, whatever. Go back. I did not notice the change at all in
spacing.
In space or anything.
It's literally like maybe an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches.
And they charge you a good $200 to $500 more on that ticket.
I tell you the difference. In the main cabin, my knees touched the seat in front of me. In Comfort Plus, I got, like I said, about 2 inches. That's literally the difference.
I didn't see anything.
And what sucks,
I
noticed the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
the fact that I'm willing to pay that much more for 2 inches just so my legs don't have to be at a 90, I can take them at a 45.
Ah.
it's like you have to be my size to notice that difference, I agree with you, it's stupid. Because it ain't that big of a difference.
It was, the dude next to me was about my size. Me and him both couldn't even like put an inch of our elbows on the armrest.
Oh, yeah.
So luckily I had my window seat,
I'm leaning
and I ain't have to worry about it. But I was like, damn, I ain't even really noticed this until now. The comfort is just closer to the front.
Yeah.
That's it. And I think you get free drinks or whatever. But I don't even like drinking on the plane. I don't like feeling.
Do you get, I can't even remember. I think his flight might be different depending on what it is.
But anyway, man, upgrade them seats.
They need to upgrade the planes, period.
Something.
The shit is too small. Look, like that's why I don't get the window seat because of my height. By the time I lean, it's keeping me upright, damn near.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Go to the bathroom. I got to look like I'm about to go into a limbo to reach the toilet. Because the damn seat, the ceiling is already curving over. So now I'm moving my head back, I'm like, now I'm just going to start peeing on their floors until they fix it. I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do everybody else like it. But it pisses me off.
Yeah. Conan was like, just put me in the aisle and I can deal with the
That's
person.
Always me. I'm going to give me that aisle seat. I can. They don't like it, but I figured out how to put the armrest up for the aisle. And they'd be like, you can't leave it up. I'm like, just during takeoff and landing, I can put it up any other time.
They was telling Conan about that. I was like, what is he doing up there? So you can move that armrest.
Yeah, there's a button. There's either a lever, little small lever, or a button at the back of that armrest. It's hard to find, but one day I was like, I was uncomfortable enough to where I fidgeted around on one of them planes and found it. I said, y'all don't mess. So now I put that bad boy up, my leg out there.
Yeah.
I'm asleep. You know, they come by with the cart banging my leg.
They probably don't need to like hit his leg right there.
Punk ass little boy done found that lever. They always try to put it down. I'm like, this is any other armrest. As long as we ain't taking off or landing, I can have this up.
American Airlines, I can give them their planes be they seats be nice.
They do be a little bigger.
And they be having those little leg rests in the front where you can prop your feet up.
Yeah. Yeah. What I will say, half the time Delta got newer planes, and that's when they started making everything more crammed. You know, they're going to try to fit as many people on a plane as possible, get that money. Them older planes. Back in the day, that's why Southwest got so much leg room, because them planes is old as hell.
Mm. I ain't rode Southwest in so long.
Me either, but I remember how roomy they was. And I was like, why? You know, they still got the big leather seats taking up all that space. They ain't upgraded, but that's what these people doing.
Do better, Delta.
Yeah, Delta. All y'all need to do better.
Spend too much money.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to get off my chest, man. We got this tour coming up, me and Angel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we going on tour. Our podcast is going on tour. Are June you 11th is the LA date, huh?
You nervous?
I got. We went to the LA venue. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be at the Bourbon Room on June 11th. And I went and stood up on stage. That's when I got nervous. To see what it feel like. I was like, God dang, it's crazy. It's going to be people sitting out there.
Oh, yeah.
Bourbon Room is dope, though.
And then, depending on the lights, you can't see nothing out
there. Yeah, no, I need to be. It ain't going to be like no stand-up where it's like dark out there. No, I need to see people.
Yeah.
This is going to, it ain't going to be one of them.
They had me on tour one time, and they were like, Greg, you want to host? I was like, me? I got up there, and I was like, Hey, what's up, everybody? And
then, that Albert.
I was like, And then, I can't do this.
During the show?
It was as people were sitting down and getting ready. It wasn't when they were like,
you probably heard one person in the back, hey, Goose.
Now I probably could.
Yeah, you could do
but
it.
But I'm not, man, the way to hear Ty Davis, Mel Mitchell, the way they flow when they speak,
thing is, you ain't gotta just know where you starting and know where you going. You ain't gotta match them.
Anything can pop off in the audience, or a sound could be made, or anything, and they just improv that into whatever they're doing.
That makes it a little easier. We've done a couple of run-throughs of our podcast, like with people, and it's that actually helps me if like the audience is engaged and I can talk, because we got segments, so we're making sure we hit the time. First time running through, I was speeding through. I was like, how much time is there? I was like, Marty, that's like a minute and a half. Like, yeah, dang. So once I got comfortable, it was like, all right, just let me talk the way I normally do. That's when it felt better. You know what I'm saying? It gives you time to think and, you know, and interact with everybody. But, so that's what's coming up. That's an announcement.
June the 11th.
June the 11th.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Bourbon Room.
Bourbon Room. L.A., where is that?
Hollywood. Don't give me, tell me no address.
I probably
be there. I can't find dudes. I think they purposely hiding this dude's name.
Nah, they had it in there. District Attorney. I lost it. But it's fine. We got the judge's name.
Yeah. Anyway, what we talking about is, Greg hit me to this gentleman, Lakeith Smith.
Yes.
Some of y'all probably heard about this. Going in Alabama. Go ahead. And, of course, it's Alabama, some southern state. Go ahead, Goose. Let them know.
All right, so this can be an extension of Get Off My Chest, because it's some bullshit.
Yeah, it really is.
Some bullshit.
That's why we wanted to start off with it, because my tempers and emotions are starting to flare up just thinking about this.
So in Alabama, these kids, these young black guys, were breaking into homes, stealing video games, okay? They were breaking into homes. They were in the wrong. All right. Police catch up to him and shoots and kills one of the black boys. They say they shot the guy in the back 3 times. All right.
Which lets you know he wasn't being a threat to anybody.
Yes. From what they say, and which is crazy, the video from the officer shows him shooting the guy. But inside the home where the officer says they were shot at, there's no video. Surprisingly, whatever. Anyway, the guy with the gun ends up dying. And
so he did have a gun.
Yeah, he had a revolver.
Was his?
I'm not sure. Either way,
I'm willing to bet they planted that damn gun on him.
The officer shoots him in the back 3 times. Uh-huh. I mean, if he's running away from you,
right,
you still have no right to shoot him. But that's not even the bullshit.
Yeah, that's not the bullshit
even.
Yet.
Yeah, that's not even the bullshit. Believe it or not. There were accomplices. So one of the accomplices was a 15-year-old boy named Lakeith Smith. Okay, he didn't have a weapon. He ran just like the rest of the boys. He caused nobody to die, but just because he was an accomplice, the judge charged him with felony murder. Okay, at 15, no previous charges, no criminal history. At 15.
They charging him with felony murder over the guy that the cops murdered.
Yes. Now, I've heard of this. You know, if you and me go rob a bank, you end up dying. They end up sentencing me because I'm your accomplice. Yeah. And they give me whatever. All right. But this boy is 15. No previous record.
Minor. Yeah.
Minor. This judge sentences this boy to 65 years in jail at 15. All right? That's not even the bullshit.
That ain't the bullshit yet. 65 years.
65 years at 15. Okay? The same day in the same courtroom with the same racist-ass judge, Judge Sibley Reynolds, Alabama, he gets a case, comes in front of him. This white man, 28-year-old white man, that's previously been locked up for sexual assault.
Hold on, before you finish, Lakeith Smith is now 24.
Yeah,
that's
he's
how
been
long
in
his trial has been going, just to let y'all know. I just now read that.
Yes. It's been 8 years, I believe. He's been locked up now for 8 years. And
it's 30 years. It's now been a reduction from the time he originally received.
Yep.
But still, 30 years. But go ahead.
Yes.
Originally, it was 60.
65. And they had to appeal it and to get another court,
court
case. This judge, the guy, 28-year-old guy that's previously been arrested for sexually assaulting a minor, gets out of jail, whatever, does his thing. Serves his sentence or whatever, gets high, drunk, whatever he does, steals a car, and proceeds to take the police on a high-speed chase. He wrecks the car. But guess what? His girlfriend's in the passenger seat. His girlfriend dies from him literally speeding, taking the police on a high-speed chase.
What's that? Manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter or something like that?
Whatever it is, this guy is the reason, the only reason this girl died. He could have killed.
Yeah, reckless endangerment.
People.
We got attempted murder just from speeding.
Previous record.
Prior records.
Yeah. And this judge in the same courtroom.
Same judge. He ain't took a break. He ain't even took lunch yet.
This man.
He ain't had his bologna sandwich. Same judge.
This man sentences this guy, this white man, to 3 years in jail.
Three.
He killed a person. Literally killed this girl. Gave him 3 years. He's 28. Previous records. And matter if I'm... Once you look this up and look into it, this guy has been locked up several times after this whole 3 year situation. Cause he done went to jail and then got out. Okay. So how is shit like this possible when it's obvious? I mean, just cold facts in your face, racism. 15 years old, didn't kill nobody. 28-year-old, killed somebody. The only difference is their skin color. And this guy has assaulted a minor. So you're a criminal, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This guy sentenced this man to 3 years, man, in jail for killing somebody. And then this 15-year-old boy, 65 years, and they had to fight to get another court case. And he was like, okay, 30 years instead of 65.
This is America. This is America. That's just what the hell.
They don't give up about us.
Nah, it really is infuriating. And I don't understand how, at this point, it's well known. Anybody of any level in the law system of jurisdiction, whatever you want to call it, you see this. They know this type of stuff happens. Some of them are in favor of it because they support it. He's got friends that think just like this. Judges need to be policed, same as anybody else.
That's what I'm saying. Who is
You got NFL referees and basketball referees, how they have somebody overlooking them. Judges need this same type of bull. Let it be a black judge doing this, letting black people off as easy as he's letting this white dude off. There would be
Sibley Reynolds, Judge Reynolds. I ain't even calling you judge. You a chump.
Chump Reynolds.
Sibley, chump ass Reynolds. He's been a judge for 30 years.
Yeah. And this is probably just one of the one incident that's caught attention. There's no telling how much he does it.
Can you imagine how many black boys, men have been sentenced by this guy? And the prosecutor agree with the judgment. I've been trying to find his name, but
he's probably another prosecutor.
Yeah, another racist white boy too.
Absolutely. And this is Alabama. This ain't just Alabama. This is all over the goddamn country. This type of crap happens. I tell you, on a bigger scale, go ahead.
No, I'm just disgusted.
Yeah. So I tell you, even on a bigger scale, you know, we got a gun issue in this country. Yep. It's horrible. It's disgusting. Had another mass shooting in Texas. Mm-hmm. We had somebody else that, you know, the chick that drove into the Black Lives Matter protest.
I did not.
Yeah. She drove into the Black Lives Matter protest, either injured or killed some people. She got off.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
She got off.
She ain't getting nothing. She got a promise from the judge, I think, to the judge of, I don't know, it was something stupid like that. So, you know, like I said, you know, we got a gun issue in this country. Everybody's like, it's too late. We can't do much with guns. Back in the 60s. The Black Panther movement. They was exercising their rights to openly carry guns. You know, as you want to call them, assault weapons. Guess what the government did? Banned those weapons.
Really?
Just like that.
Just like that.
Don't nobody want to talk about that. Don't nobody remember that bullshit.
I'm about to look that up.
They banned them quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Roll out the rules. These things need to be harder to get. People don't need to be walking around with this. Why? You got insurrectionists, you know, storming the Capitol. You got these white folks running around here just terrorizing the entire country. But let some black people peacefully protest and exercise their rights to openly carry shotguns, rifles, pistols, stand on the state Capitol steps, stand on the state Capitol steps, the national Capital step and cause no issue whatsoever, but peacefully protest, not cause no harm to nobody, not yelling, not shouting, banning weapons just like that. Without even blinking, without even thinking twice.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's why I agree. I don't know if it was Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle said all black people need to, one, get life insurance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody get life insurance.
Yep.
Once you get life insurance, go legally purchase and register a firearm. These laws will change extremely quick. For one, you get life insurance.
They ain't going to kill
us. Let it happen just a few times. Oh, what happened? Oh, it was traffic stop. Guy ran a stoplight. Cops killed him. They got to pay that family a couple million dollars. On top of getting sued, pay them another couple million dollars. Hey. Take all guns from the cops. Everybody's getting tasers. That's what it's going to come to.
They'll stop allowing drugs in the system, too. Allowing drugs in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If all these boys on the block had 500,000
lives. Yes. The government, because that's where these drugs are getting pumped in from, would stop all drugs, all these Colombian drugs,
hey.
Austrian weapons getting pumped into the black communities. Yep. Hey, all of that stuff would get cleaned up. Like, hey, hold on. Then what they would do is they would change the life insurance policy thing.
That's too. Probably.
But hey, let them.
But that would affect the white boys.
Oh yeah,
and all these other ethnicities that know how to work that system.
Mm-hmm.
And them.
Because one thing you ain't gonna do is stop at money.
Oh yeah. That, it's so funny how that show Snowfall and all these other drug movies, and they're literally telling you.
That
the government.
Snowfall is about Freeway with Ricky Ross.
Yes. They
a lot of that's based on a true story. Snowfall,
the government
y'all didn't
did
know.
That to us.
Yeah.
And they putting it out there for us to see. Like, yeah, we dumped the drugs on y'all because we needed money to fund the war.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
The Contras and all that was actually happening. It's like back in the day when the NWA, you know, they was all the gangster rap and this and that. Nice Cube, what'd he say? He said, we got drugs from Colombia. Mm-hmm. We got, I don't know, guns from wherever, Austria or whatever. He said, ain't nobody in the hood got a passport.
Nope.
So where's it coming from? Anyway, it's frustrating. We just wanted to bring light to that. It's
there's something online, LaKeithSmith.com, to petition his sentence. So if you want to help out, you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's that bull. Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
This man, Brian McKnight.
Oh, Brian. That's where I'm from. That's just Brian. There ain't no Brian.
It's like a dream come true.
Man, two. He said his new family and kids is his dream come true. This man done slandered his daughter.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
So I was trying to find what caused this feud between them. But there's like no real backstory as if, you know, like as kids, he was just never there or something like that. I was just waiting for something like that I was trying to find that. But back in 2019, the kids were saying that he was kind of absent, right? And then he attacks them back by saying that, talking about his oldest daughter, saying how she used to have sex with her cousin at a minor age when she was a minor, right? And she ends up suing him for defamation of character.
We was both struggling there.
Yeah, defamation of character. She sues him because he puts her whole sexual history out there and on social media or whatever. So, and that ends up, they end up settling that in court. So that's as far back as the feud.
So just 4 years ago.
Yeah, the kid saying he wasn't here, and he's like, well, you be having sex with everybody.
What's that got to do with you being absent?
That's what I'm saying.
Your daughter running around having sex with everybody, you fucked up.
Yeah. So now he has a new family. Uh-huh. And you can take it from here, bro.
So he got this new family. He's got, I don't know how old the little daughter is. I don't know how old the youngest is, but he's going around saying that, you know, I'm finally a girl dad. And I'm you the daughter I've always wanted and all this type of stuff.
Yeah. Boo booing on his own.
Yeah, it was
daughter.
Crazy. It's like, admit your failures.
Man.
Like, I don't know what kind of dad he was in the past. He said something about his them being ungrateful.
Oh yeah, he wasn't there as much as he was supposed to, but his kids were entitled. They felt so entitled and they were so ungrateful. So I'm assuming that's why he had, and then he said he never really liked anybody.
What? Who would have known Brian McKnight was this trash?
You really trash. My brother in a commercial with him.
Is he?
Yeah, in a Applebee's commercial.
I would have never thought that something like this would come out about Brian McKnight of all people. Like, I don't know nothing about him other than, you know, his music and work of art and everything, but like, who's next? Babyface? Denzel Washington? Like, who else is going? This is just shocking to me.
It
I don't understand
man.
It. Like, for him to go this far to be the old age, the grown old age of him, and to not realize his failures as a father. Like, you can admit, I can only imagine being a, you know, artist or whatever like that and constantly being gone, understanding what that could do to your family, mm-hmm. seeing the repercussions of that now, and then putting the blame on them.
Yeah.
Like, you was trash before. What makes you think you ain't going to be trash this time? And like, if you can't hit the reset on kids.
And if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it at all. I mean, that's the golden rule when it comes to that.
Yeah,
I mean, guess, if I feel like my...
I always got some negative shit to say.
But if your son or if your child is doing something wrong, I don't care if they're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, straight out wrong. You will never hear me say that in public.
No. Nah.
Nope, my baby is right. And that's how, with you. I got your back, baby. Then we get to the house.
Yeah, now we get in the car, like you gonna see me. what the fuck you gonna do? No, I'm telling him he did a good job. Yeah. Y'all get on away from him.
This man just shitting on his daughter.
You don't put your family business out there like that in public, especially for you. Go on social media, put your daughter on blast. Come on, man.
Oh.
If I see somebody put their daughter, my first, your daughter was doing this and this and this at a young age. Where were you at? That's the first thing come to mind. But where was you at then, mm-hmm. fool?
Y'all, this man has an older son. His oldest son name is Brian Jr.
Brian Jr.
The new baby he just had with this new lady. Guess what he named the son? I guess Brian Jr. How you do that?
That's an ass whooping in my book.
How do you do that? You, what? He is completely wrong. How does the wife or the baby mama allow, like, no, the do new, not the, name the,
yeah.
my child.
Oh, son that you already got.
You already got.
Well, she been trash, apparently. I mean, come on. How you going? She ain't even be like, babe, we can't do that because I know you don't really talk to him and you was a trash father, but you can't. Now, look, history repeats itself.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to be
man.
One of them. How old is Brian now? He in his
53.
53? Mm-hmm. 30 years from now, you know me and like Robert De Niro, they be busting late. He going to be another trash daddy. Oh, he going to have another baby. Brian just going to, you got three Brian Juniors?
Three Brian Juniors. Brian
at least the give third. Him a different first name, Cornelius Brian. Something. You could at least cheat. Well, Brian's actually his middle name. dude is whack, man.
Oh, Brian the second. No, you can't do that.
You can't. What's sad about stuff like this pisses me off because you know people. You have men and women that are like infertile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I struggle to have kids that would be great parents.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you got idiots like this that got kids and then having more kids.
Yeah. If you didn't take care of the first few, why are you even having some more? And then why are you just spitting in their face? Hey, man, name you Brian. Just like my dad had three more boys and was like, Anthony, Gregory, Gary. Y'all the sons I've never had.
My brother is named after my dad. Even as a young child, if I realized I had another brother with the same name as these two fools, I'd be like, what is your problem, daddy? It's like, that would be questions. I would be pissed.
And you think he being petty, though? You think he like,
definitely.
Oh, this going to get up underneath their skin.
I wonder how old his older son is.
I think he's 28 or 30.
Oh, yeah, he's at the age he could whoop his daddy's ass.
Yeah, of course. Brian, man.
Brian Jr. number one, go whoop your daddy's ass.
Why, man? You well?
That's a trash.
Well,
move.
I'm assuming you well off. What is you tripping on? Why is you choosing your kid out of all the stuff going on in the world today?
Everything.
You attacking your children.
Brian McKnight is in the music industry. Therefore, he's in social media. Therefore, he sees the top. Why would you make yourself part of the discussion? You see what be happening. Yeah, you know you about to get drugged.
He probably about to drop an album or something, I guess.
That's ain't nobody going to buy it. They're going to do something definitely. Stupid, buy it and burn it. It's like, you still bought it.
I don't know why this guy talking crazy about his daughter at that, but
any of your kids, but daughter especially, it's like she's still young. She's 19. Like, he should, regardless of how he felt they were as kids, ungrateful, whatever, still understand that your words and your actions have a huge impression mm-hmm. on them as your kids and you as their father. Like, that's what makes me so mad about this whole thing. It's just like, you have a 19-year-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She's coming into adulthood, but that's still, she still has a lot of growing to do. She still has a lot to learn. Even your 30-year-old son got close to 30, whatever, how old are you? He still has a lot of life, a lot of learning to do. Think what you was doing at 30 and your mindset versus now, mm-hmm. let alone 19. Brian and I, we need to, you know how like Charlamagne got like donkey the other day? We need like a trash-ass of the week.
Yeah. Trash ass dad.
God dang.
You tripping, man.
You tripping.
You done, I mean, I ain't never bought none of your stuff, but I would've. Definitely ain't about to buy nothing now.
Gooseman is like, I ain't never supported you financially.
I used
in
to
no
sing
way.
Along with you.
And yeah, I ain't even singing. I'm gonna turn the radio off when your music come on. You was on a Martin episode, man. You trash.
Yep. Sorry for this, man. I don't know this, man. Moving on. Which one you want to hit? You want to, okay. I don't know what's up with this man, Chris Brown.
And Christopher.
He is, dude, I think he a dope head. I think he addicted to drugs. And yeah,
it's definitely influenced. His
you can
actions
see it in
got
his,
to be influenced
his face,
by.
His whole everything. Man, you want some dope. That's what you want.
He's also, he's definitely got some like mental issues, anger. What else? I don't know what else going on with this dude. I think it's definitely dope. And I think that might be, the dope might be to suppress something else he's got going on. Anger issues, whatever it may be, bipolar. I don't know. Something diagnosed that he ain't let nobody know. Everybody know about him and the Usher thing. Some say it's real, some say it's fake. I don't know what it is, but with this coming up, and this mm-hmm. whole stuff coming to light, I had to go look up this dude's rap sheet because you've been hearing about this dude for a minute.
Oh, yeah, he always gets
far
into
past
something.
The Rihanna thing.
Yep.
Which, you know, they was kids. Ain't no telling what could have happened in that goddamn, what was they in a Lambo, whatever they was in at the time. But at this point.
What happened? he beat up. That what happened.
It was a bite mark.
He pushed his head up against the glass.
Said they were fighting, actively fighting. So I don't know. He definitely did too much. That was a young lady. You don't be doing that. But the problem, even the Usher thing, like if him and Usher got into a scruffle, okay, they got into a scruffle. This is just a long list of stuff of Chris Brown activity. However, the only difference I can see in this,
mm-hmm.
if him and Usher did get into a scruffle, is Usher is a man. When I looked at this dude's history,
mm-hmm.
almost, unless I misread something, almost every single physical altercation, lawsuit, whatever this dude's been in, whether it's been shoving somebody, pushing somebody, causing them to tear a ligament in their knee, throwing somebody down, snatching something, stealing something, has been against a woman.
Chris Brown.
Mm. That's the beef I have. Mm. Like, that's some bullshit. Run up on some dudes and act a fool.
Yeah, don't run up on Usher either. This lovers and friends, man.
I don't know. Usher, he in shape, though. That dude be dancing
Usher
and flipping.
Ain't about to. Usher ain't about
Usher
that.
Usher from the A, you don't know?
Where he from? Tennessee?
It really don't,
anyway,
it don't, really don't it matter
don't
where
matter,
you from. Everybody,
Usher's
everybody
like,
got hands
pop,
everywhere.
Pop, I beat your ass. He dancing, man.
Now watch, you going to catch a video Usher, of Usher just mollywopping 2-3 dudes. You're going to be like, oh, my bad, Usher.
That ain't never going to happen.
Nah, but that's my problem, though. It's just like, you. All of these things going on, I could see, you know, all right, he got a temper, man. You got to work on that. But everything that I've found other than this most recent incident has been altercations, whether he was there and a woman got hurt or he did it himself or he mm-hmm. was just in the area, it's always a woman. I understand he's around a lot of women because he's a superstar and they won't be around him. And he sings and dances and draws and plays drums and everything else, but come on.
That's how them dope fiends is, though. Most of them folks on drugs always be fighting women. They don't never get into it with no man, because usually when you high on something, usually men don't have the patience for that. All right, man, get on. You good? Oh, yeah, I see you drunk.
I see what you're saying.
I see you high. Yeah, or, back on, oh, man, you on that other mm-hmm. stuff. Wham!
Yeah.
That'd
be a different thing.
It'd be a different story. Situation. But with a woman, you going to try to all haul off at the mouth.
Especially probably crazy. The ones he's attracted to or around is like, oh, they fight young and fiery and trying to fight mm-hmm. back and all of that stuff.
But see, you know, Usher stepped in between him and what's that girl name?
Him and the young lady. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
Is this this most recent happening. Thing? So he was getting into it with a young lady?
He was getting into it with
Doja Cat.
No.
I don't know. I'm just
names. What's that girl name?
Yelling out names. I have no idea.
Tiana Taylor. And she
Tiana might whoop Chris Brown.
I was about to say. Now she,
I'd have been like, if I was Usher, I'd be like, girl, go on, handle that dude.
That's another type of woman that I bet you Chris was trying to talk crazy to, and she stood up for herself.
Yeah.
So now he's
I imagine Tiana might whoop that.
Yeah. So Usher felt like he should step in between. He knowing Usher, he probably was like, excuse me.
Why are you making him soft and dancing and stuff?
Because that's what he does, man.
But he stepped in between, like, hey, dude. How come he couldn't be like, hey, bro,
them skates.
Well, how come he couldn't walk up? I mean, they're both wearing skates. He could have skated up and be like, hey, bro, I ain't the one. You ain't going to be doing this over here. Why you got to make him dance?
Friends. Let's go, man. And then, whoa.
Thugs don't skate. I done seen some skating thugs.
I'm not saying thugs don't skate. Usher just ain't about to be throwing no hands.
Why?
Because like
he's saying?
Because his whole demeanor. You trying to get
that's
me
a
on
stage
something.
Presence.
No. Usher's.
How is he automatically soft because he's saying and dance?
I didn't say he was soft. I just said.
You said
Usher.
He probably was like, you cut. That's I what did, you did. You I did. Did. I rewind it back. I'm gonna
I
rewind
didn't
this
say
back.
Soft. You said soft.
That was a soft impersonation that you just gave.
This is just dancing. I didn't say soft.
Nah, it wasn't no hood.
I didn't say it was soft. You said it was soft. You have to work on that.
No, you have to work on it.
I just said Usher was doing this.
I said he probably got hands.
You probably skated.
Nah, Usher
he probably skated in between them.
Usher ain't got no hands.
A-Town.
See, A-Town.
Up and down. I'm trying to do his voice.
Go ahead, man. Putting all these theoreticals in it.
Oh, man. Usher, though, first of all, if I was Usher, I would be thinking, I'm Usher. Ain't nobody about to swing on me. I'm who do I have beef with that's going to literally swing on me? That would be.
I know Usher and Chris Rock. Who would possibly swing on? Anybody can get swung on when somebody crazy is around.
That's true. But yes, that's true. Anyway, he stepped in between being the gentleman he is. He ain't about
Thank
to let
giving this man some.
He's
grace.
Not about to let a black queen at that be disrespected or even jumped on by another man. So apparently, I was about to say Chris Tucker.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown people, not Chris Brown himself,
uh-huh.
They jumped on him. So
on Usher.
On Usher. Like, they say they jumped, so it was more than one dude uh-huh. jumped on top of Usher. So
these dudes is whack, too.
Oh, yeah. They all.
That's the other thing. Why ain't somebody ever there to slap some sense into this dude? Mm-hmm. Like, every time he get locked up, you ain't making money no more.
I don't know.
I'd be like, hey, Goose. Hey, man, you great. Get my lights cut off. Don't be acting a fool.
I don't know if, like, Tiana Taylor's team, her security, if she had security, Usher security, like, who?
Was they performing? It wasn't at a concert, was it? Or were they just in
a
venue
together? I think
it was
a party or something.
At a birthday party.
Yeah. I don't see how. But if they had a birthday, they probably didn't think they needed security because
right.
It was just none but celebrities. Wasn't none but celebrities there because it was Chris
and
Brown's
entourage
that, you know, fighting Usher.
How you even tell your boys, yeah, man, we got into a fight with Usher? Hold on, wait, what? Who?
You can't say that now. Like, you just talking about me. What's wrong with Usher? Right?
Jumping Usher though?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I was saying you can't go to your boys like, yeah, we jumped Usher. I ain't even saying
that. And they probably will be like, that Usher?
First of all, ain't nobody ever did it. Is that Usher?
Love is a prayer. Hey, if you ain't seen him in concert, you need to go see him in concert. I don't.
Greg said, "Oh, girl,
you don't."
Oh, girl was a.
This girl had these heels on. We went to Vegas and watched the show, and this girl, I mean, thick as all outdoors. You didn't think she was gonna be able to pick them big old thighs up the way she did. But she was on her head, clapping
in with the them boots, stand.
And them things was like, "Pow, pow." Me and my wife looked at Mel. I was like, "You see what's going on?" That thing. Hood. And Usher is much you think I'm talking about. I wish I was in his shoes, because in them skates, he was just.
Nah, Usher smooth on some skates.
Wow. And that thing. Wow. It was nice. And I don't entertain. You can't really entertain me like that.
I walked like a newborn deer on skates, boy.
I was entertained.
Was you?
Usher. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good.
All his songs. He can perform. See, I'm trying to come back from me talking bad about. I wasn't even talking to you. You got me thinking I was talking bad about. I was not talking bad about this man. I was singing along with all the songs. I see why people like concerts, because when you know the music, it's a whole nother experience. Most music I don't know, but shoot, his whole catalog.
You know some Usher?
Yeah, I know a whole bunch.
Yeah, now Usher, he's always been a performer, even when, you know, in his younger days.
Yeah.
He wasn't flipping and stuff, was he? I went to one concert. And he was trying to do too much. And he did a flip and tried to rip his shirt off.
Nah, he didn't.
And his shirt had him like he was in handcuffs. He couldn't. I was like, "You doing too much, homie."
He did a lot of this though.
What he do?
He had his shirt, then he flipped it up, so all this showing.
Oh yeah, it showed out.
Just standing there like
with the wind blowing.
Man, he wasn't saying nothing.
He wasn't saying
nothing. Everybody just
the girls.
I'm looking like.
And Chris Brown on the sideline looking at the most hype one. Yeah, they're one right there.
Chris Brown in the corner eating a banana.
I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit.
Drop a dime on this.
I drop a dime on it.
Drop a dime on it.
I don't like that at all.
That's exactly what happened. Chris Brown, you old hating ass mother sucker, man. You and your team or whoever was with you. Now, don't come find me and run up on me now. Because I'm a loving friend situation, too.
They ain't going to run up on no real ones.
No, I ain't. Cut that out. I ain't say nothing. Moving on. Y'all stop fighting Usher, man.
More of the story.
We all right. We love Usher, man.
Yeah, that's.
They should ban Chris from performing anywhere.
How old is Chris Brown? He too old to be acting like this.
He got to be about 35.
He older than that.
Nah. He probably younger than that.
Oh, Christopher Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Greg.
He young dude. But moving on. Let's see. I want to.
Oh, he 34.
See?
He's still too old to be doing that.
All right. Moving on, I didn't know this, and I didn't even really pay it any attention, but you all remember the
shut up, old ass boy.
Yeah.
Usher's 44?
Yeah, Usher's older than he older than both of us.
Uh-huh.
Look better than both of us too.
Nicki Minaj is 40?
This man got full hairline too, man.
Usher?
Yes.
It ain't his. I just automatically be saying that. I'd be jealous of people's hairline.
I was about to say you hate.
Nicki Minaj is 40. Would never thought. Lil Wayne's 40. Lil Wayne sound like he's 90,000.
Damn it.
And he look 90.
Back to I was talking about. Catch a Predator. That show, Catch a Predator.
Catch a Predator?
Catch. Man, which
it don't matter. Y'all know which one we talking about.
Catch a Predator, and if you don't know what Catch a Predator is, this is where this Hansen, What's his name? Chris Hansen. I don't even know what he was doing before this. Was he like a newscaster or something?
I don't know.
But he came out on the scene hard with this show, Catch a Predator. Basically, when this internet stuff started, pedophiles would.
A journalist.
Okay. Pedophiles would just get on the internet and lure little kids kids to their homes, or they would go see little children at their homes.
Mainly like chat room conversations and stuff, and they would set up fake accounts.
Yep.
To underage, girls and boys, and that's how they would catch these predators. They would, set something up like, oh, well, they would let the person talk them into meeting the way they would do, and they would go meet them. The pedophile would go meet the young child, or think they was meeting the young child.
Chris Hansen, them, they had this girl. This lady was like 20-something, 25, 26, whatever she was. But she looked young, right? So she would post her picture online, and they would like, the predators would ask her her age. And she'd be like, well, I'm only 13, and my parents are gone, so I don't think you should come. And the predators would be like, no, it's fine. We'll show up. We'll bring snacks. I'll bring cookies. I'll bring drinks. Cool, like.
Uh-huh. Real Marcus Houston-like. That's wrong.
Woo.
Because supposedly she was of age. But go ahead.
She was. Yeah. This man here.
Shouldn't have said it.
So the predators would show up to the house, literally, man, with cookies, drinks, and condoms, like thinking they're coming to see a 13, 14 year old girl. Mm. They'll come in the house, meet the girl, sit down at a table, and the girl will say, well, I'm about to go to the restroom, freshen up. And they'll sit there, and the cameras will be in the house on these guys. Some of the guys will be happy, eating the cookie, like getting prepared for some, like they about to get it in. Chris Hansen will come from the back.
And team.
Dudes with cameras will just run out. What are you doing here?
We got you.
This, that, and other. With the police waiting outside, because half the time everybody just got up and ran out the house.
Yeah, or they'd just start walking away, head down.
And the police
and that's
would be
there. Well, Chris Hansen would like start interviewing. This is like, so.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you do? You understand this is an underage person, and how long you been doing this? Why are you doing this? And they would all deny it, or, I never done anything like this before, or I didn't know. They would a lot of times just deny the whole thing. And, they got a whole history because it was never a child. It was always this task force that's watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the show ended up getting canceled. Yep. And you're going to hear why right here. You gonna start doing?
I'm trying to get this.
Have you ever wondered why the show was canceled to begin with? I myself used to love watching the show and watching the predators get slammed to the ground by police. Despite getting more than 40 million views, though, the show was canceled after they caught an assistant district attorney in the act. Lewis Conrad of Texas committed suicide as police attempted to serve a search warrant for evidence against him talking to a supposed 13-year-old boy. Rather than get taken into custody, he decided to kill himself, and the network shut the show down immediately and never made any major public announcements as to why. They caught the entire incident on camera and canceled all future episodes. Now, I myself find it very strange that they tried to hide.
Why would you cancel a show that caught a district attorney going to meet an underage boy? You should have amped this thing up.
Emmys.
Grammys, whatever it is.
Well, all of them. Give it awards. It deserves it.
This is the type of stuff you need so these guys would be like, hold up. I might get caught.
Yeah, hopefully it will scare people out of doing it.
Yeah.
And the one.
Yeah. Pretty much so. You better do that because you talking to my daughter.
Good
is gone anyway.
I'm with you. I wish the show was still around to catch these fools. I did watch it every now and then. But it is strange. It is strange that they didn't put out why they canceled it.
Yep.
I think they should continue to do things like this. And the thing is like, it's always a money thing. Oh, we can't keep nothing like it's going. The show definitely had good ratings, so that was easy to keep it going, catching these fools. But I think they still should have things like this to catch people like this.
Yes. And I also feel like it shunned on the white community because 97% of the men getting caught were white married men, period.
Mm-hmm.
You rarely, I can count on one hand how many black guys I saw. I don't even think, shoot, it was rarely a black dude on there. And
it's all usually these men of power.
Yep.
Yeah, men with deep pockets, white mm-hmm. men with deep pockets.
And that's probably another reason.
Wife is at work or whatever. Yep. They going out for these little boys and little girls.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should get like pretty aggressively roughed up when caught.
Oh, yeah.
Throw them in the back of the truck, in the paddy wagon, close the door, give us 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
They should just like cut off all the cameras. They sitting at the table. And they cut off the candy.
Yeah, come back on. Like, oh, sir, you fell out of your chair. You okay?
Y'all, if you ain't never seen this show, look it up. Watch it. You would be like, why would you stop this show? It's another show. What would you do? They stopped doing that. Because I think he was a Latino broadcaster, but they would have, that was what would you do when the bike, they had this, they set a bike up in the park.
Oh, fake bike. Yeah. And they'd be, yeah.
So this show, what would you do? It was just showing all the prejudice that and the racism that was out here in the world, like straight up in your face. Black kid, bike in the park.
Uh-huh.
There's a lock on the bike.
Yeah.
The black kid goes up and tries to get the lock off the bike. People like, is that your bike? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Had a white girl with a saw. She had a saw sawing the chain off the bike. Mm-hmm. People assisted her to saw the chain off. So it was.
Yeah, I saw them do that with, they did stuff in like stores, like department stores and stuff. Just all of these different scenarios of like just showing how racist things can be.
Not only with color, they did it with like overweight people asking
sex,
for help.
Yeah.
Just all type of stuff.
Oh, did you see the one where they, and that's where that, I think that sketch came from. There was a, they said had a, like a father and son set up and the father was like being real aggressive with the boy, like pushing him around. Like, what's wrong with you? Stop crying, doing all this. And like nobody said something until these three black dudes was walking past. They was about to whoop that daddy's
ass.
Yeah. They ran up like, hey man, what's your problem? They stepped in. One dude was like, hey, you okay? Took the son. The other two dudes was like, grab the dad.
Yeah.
And they was like, no, this is part of the experiment. And I'm like, but everybody else was just like walking by and looking like, oh, what is this? Same thing. They did it with the husband and wife. They would, or boyfriend and girlfriend, they would show the boy, the dude being abusive and nobody did anything. Or that everybody would say something, but then when the woman was being abusive, everybody just ignored it.
Mm.
Like, just kept walking. It's just like, why would you ignore her? You know, he's just in as much danger as she could possibly be in.
But see, shows like that would help the community.
Right.
And
if
would
be
show,
woke.
Yeah. And would show
woke
people.
That they throwing around.
And to show people that people do care. And to show people, oh, man, they doing it like that. Let me change my ways.
Uh-huh.
But shows that bring some type of substance are always canceled or just not supported.
Yeah, them housewives ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they want the crazy. That's what I'm saying. This Catch the Predator.
Yeah.
Man, they were catching police officers, firefighters, nurses,
I remember
lawyers.
There was a sheriff that they had on there. I remember that sheriff. Heavyset dude.
Everybody. They catching everybody in the act, and they stopped it. Why would you do that?
Yeah, one, I get their liability, like the guy's family coming at them, you know, suing the network or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get that liability. However, you good. You done made enough. Pay the family or go take it to court and keep the show going.
This is They also had this show where they would park cars in bad neighborhoods, leave the windows down, and just watch that. To see who they can
sometimes
catch.
Sometimes they
still
would leave
in
the car running. Yeah, yes. But they was always in the hood.
Yep, always in the hood.
Always somewhere in the hood in
a
black community.
It's the same thing, though. You out here, man, I'm minding my business. I might have just lost my job. Boy, I need to pay rent today. And this car sitting right here running. Yeah. And I know how to get money from it. Oh, this is a blessing from God.
Look at God.
Look at God. I'm about to take this.
Yeah, let this bitch right here just for
right
me.
Here.
Let me go.
I'm about to go
the
pick up my baby from school now. I can get there on time. But you playing games with me putting this right.
But they'll keep that going.
They gonna keep that going.
Catching all these judges and sheriffs and doctors and stuff in the act. They got to cancel that quick.
Because they know that it was a due time. They're going to catch somebody that was like, that top tier, oh, Jeffrey Epstein type,
right?
Characters, you simps. Also, I just want to mention this. I saw this movie. Since we talking about these people that like messing with little girls and boys and stuff, I hope none of y'all. Well, I don't care. Elvis Presley was a pedophile. This man married a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
All right.
What,
I don't know
he,
if
like,
y'all know
sleeping
that.
With his like his stepmom or something.
Man, that dude. I don't even know how he go down in history as who he is.
Oh, you already know why.
I do. But he was a pedophile. I want to be on tape saying that the dude was a pedophile. I said it straight up out my mouth.
Let me show you how old Greg is. I want to be on tape. There is not a tape in this office.
Well,
it's 4 hours is where we at.
I
want to
be on this digital wax. These Airstreams.
I want to be on camcorder saying.
Elvis Presley, he was a pedophile.
Nobody talks about that. He down there with
y'all making movies with this man.
He gonna be in the same him and R. Kelly and Kevin Samuels. They're gonna all be bunked up together.
They ain't gonna say nothing about Elvis. And like in his movie, they ain't say nothing. Well, I ain't watch it. Somebody that did watch it.
Did you see it?
Somebody that did watch it was like, they ain't even mention how he was sleeping with 12. They played around it. Yeah.
That's just
nasty little man.
Really is, man.
Sucker. Anyway, it's been a good episode.
Oh, was that it?
That was it, man. For all my note taking. Brown, Catch a Predator.
We mess around, stop, be walking out, and be like, that's right.
Judge Sibley, Racist Reynolds. Yeah.
All right, fam. Goose.
You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube, and reppedmerch.com for my merch that I have left, the sizes that I have left. Also, this is all entertainment. No one come at me. Judge. Simp ass Reynolds.
Hey, fam. I'm Marcus Sanksy. You can find me on Marcus on the Gram, on Gmail, Marcus on the Book on Facebook. You can find my Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. You can find my Beard and Body Butter called Man Shit. You can go to MANSHYT and check that out. .com and check that out. And next week we'll be back. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Nope.
What?
If you're listening,
thank you. If you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across on, you know, Google Play, Apple Play, all the wherever you listening, you
streaming.
Can streaming things, and make sure you rate and review and all of that jazz. Hey, and thank you, because them streams been going up. I noticed.
I like
them
that.
Listens been going up.
I like that.
So y'all go on, keep listening. If you don't listen, just go over and press play. And hit five star. I don't know how you rate over there.
Lovers and friends. All right, y'all. Bye-bye.